This is He Said, Ella Dijo with Eric Winter and Rosalind Sanchez.
Okay, so today on He Said, Ella Dijo, we have a really special guest. Eric is super excited because he's a big fan of the show, Cobra Kai. Her name is Vanessa Rubio. She is super mega cool. And you know what? I'm going to have you take it because you love the show.
I can't wait to talk to her.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Hi.
There you are.
There you are.
Vanessa, I tell you what, I'm a huge, huge Cobra Kai fan. And we have, I mean, we'll talk about everything, but we have a few people, a few things in common. John and Hayden are friends of mine.
Sweet.
I've known them for, I don't know, 15 years. I did Harold and Kumar with them long ago.
No way.
The second one. Yes.
So
they're amazing guys. And I know you're in great hands because they're just so smart and so good.
They are. And there's just a love of storytelling and having fun and just like, you know, quirkiness too, that the humor is so great.
Absolutely. No, this show is incredible. I've binged every season that comes out. And I'm sure it has been like a magical ride for you. It's a pretty cool show to be a part of when it's breaking, you know, streaming charts and, you know, comes from YouTube, then gets brought over to Netflix and then just blows it out of the water. And, you know, the world's paying attention to it. And I know just from John and, you know, being in contact with him and seeing stuff on social, just how huge, what an impact it's having, you know? What's that ride been like for you? Pretty fun?
Oh my gosh, so much fun. And like you said, unexpected. Yeah. You know, I think it's so funny that it kind of mirrors the Karate Kid story, you know, like it's like has an underdog essence to even the trajectory of the show.
Totally.
Where, you know, we didn't know it was going to be such a nice hit, and it was. And, you know, we started on YouTube and now we're on Netflix, and it's like, whoa. So I think that element really makes it all the more fun because it was unexpected. It was like we just came together for the first season, not knowing what we were going to create. Yeah. And then seeing that what you're creating is actually really good and really fun and you love it and other people love it. It's amazing.
So, and aside from the exposure of just going over to Netflix, what was it like when it started on YouTube? I mean, I remember when YouTube Premium or Red or whatever it was at the time had launched. I mean, they were putting good money behind the projects, but it feels like I'm sure there's a level up now that it came over to Netflix and what, you know, this with the success that it brought, you know, got at Netflix, I would say, them probably dumping more into it. Did you see a shift going from those first couple seasons to then where it went?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. YouTube, you know, YouTube was great. That's where we started and they treated us well, but there really is a remarkable shift when you have the belief of Netflix behind you and, you know, a huge fandom, and Netflix was able to bring it to a worldwide audience, you know, so many countries. And that was really kind of one of the big things that I noticed, that all these, the love from the different countries was coming in, and I was like, whoa, it's just huge.
Yeah.
Well, that's amazing. So I want to go back a little bit, Vanessa. So you grew up, you're from Jersey, but you come from Colombian parents.
That's right. I'm so happy to be talking to you, by the way.
Oh my God, you're so sweet. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm glad that I'm talking to you. And I've been quiet because I have to be very honest. My husband is obsessed with the show, loves it. I haven't been able to watch it. So I was like, oh, shit, I feel so terrible. I need to to watch a couple of episodes, but I haven't been able to do it. But regardless, I love you and I love the show because he adores the show. He adores you. So I'm super excited. So I wish I could participate more in the Cobra Kai conversation, but I can't.
And what's crazy before we jump into your past is that we had an episode about, I don't know how this came up, but her childhood crush was Ralph Macchio, of all things. And I'm like, that was your crush?
That was my
Karate Kid, and you haven't seen Cobra Kai yet?
All over my bedroom, like, yeah, Ralph Macchio. And then and then you're working with my love. It's that
I know.
Me.
So funny. So I never, me too. I mean, I grew up, I was pretty, a little young for the Karate Kid, but my brother is of that generation, and he was watching the movie constantly in our house. And of course, you know, like most of the viewers, we were all on Ralph Macchio's side, you know, we were all like,
of course,
who's that punk kid? Like, yeah. Kick his ass. And then here I am working with Billy, who's so amazing and so lovely. And I love that this show we get to see his character in another light, in a completely different light, you know, that is also an element that surprises everybody. And I think is exciting.
For sure.
That's awesome. Yeah.
So, okay. So Colombian, your parents are both from Colombia. What part of Colombia?
From Bogota.
Both.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
But you were born and raised in the States, or you lived in Colombia for a while?
Born and raised in the States. I guess I would be first generation, right? And in New Jersey. So Colombian Jersey. My parents both came in their early 20s.
Okay.
A lo loco. ¿Cómo se dice?
A lo loco, claro. Aventurándose en la vida.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I think of their journey and what they did in their early 20s. I'm like, you guys are crazy, you know, like hats off to them. Mm-hmm. They came over and had three kids. I'm the youngest of three.
Okay.
And just, you know, hit it hard. We're always working or buying houses, and just, they were a great team, honestly. They were very inspiring to me, watch them work together and make their American dream come true.
Absolutely.
That's beautiful.
You have family back there still that you, have you been like to visit family? Or?
Huge. Yeah. That was growing up. That was my family vacation. Summer vacations was always going to Colombia, and huge, huge family, you know, greeting us there.
You know, we went to Bogota. I had Sabella. We have two kids. The oldest one is Sabella. She's 10 now. But when Sabella was like 3 months or 3.5 months, I get this show for Fox TeleColombia. Colombia. It was my first time acting in Spanish, even though it's my first language and I grew up in Puerto Rico. It was like kind of like doing the crossover, like backwards, you know, like I worked in English my whole life and then I wanted to do something in Spanish. And we went to Colombia, to Bogota. Sabella was a newborn, basically. I was like, that experience was bananas. It was creatively, it was incredible, because to this day it was one of my favorite shows I've ever done. It was so cool and so funny, and everybody was so talented. But I was breastfeeding. I ended up getting mastitis twice. I ended up at the hospital. I got a parasite. It was a crazy bananas experience. But I remember like going to work and you going to la zona. Zona T, es que se llama la zona T.
Zona G.
No, zona T. No?
I don't know.
The food district in Bogota. Anyway, I went to the Salt Cathedral. I went all over the. Amazing.
So he was being the tourist, having the living the life with little Sabella while I was working. But it was beautiful. It was I can't wait to go back. To be honest with you, Colombia was it was just wonderful and beautiful.
So what did your parents think when you decided you wanted to become an actress? Was that always the plan for you, or
no?
No. What were you doing in school? What were your thoughts as you were coming out of high school?
Oh, gosh. I came to it like a very circuitous route. I was pretty shy growing up, but it was always storytelling for me. Now, looking back, I realized that I was always trying to tell a story. You know, I paint and I draw and I make characters. And as a kid, I would like, you know, make comics and show them to my family. And then, you know, when I got into my teens, I was just like, I got into an awkward phase where I was just like, I just want to be in my room and draw. And then, you know, I went to college, I studied history and art history, and I was like, maybe I'll be a curator or a painter, I don't know. And then I just, all of a sudden, whoosh, got hit with this rush to try acting, because I guess it was a secret desire that I, you know, kept inside. And I was like, you know, if I don't do it now, I'll be very unhappy. So I did it, and I'm like the first acting class. I'm like, I love it. I'm in. This is it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And art's obviously still a huge part of your life now.
It is. You know, I'm kind of, honestly, I'm in the middle of finding an apartment in Los Angeles. And it's really important to me to have a space to create. So I'm working that in to just, get back to working, with that and other art forms, with my hands, with, you know, painting and stuff.
Now with all the credit with the Cobra Kai success, you could do an NFT. You create some art and sell it and have an NFT and people will be all over it.
You need to do an NFT, Vanessa.
You make a bunch of money.
Do it now.
Oh, I had to Google and research all that stuff. I dipped my toe in and I'm like, oh my gosh.
It's too much.
I know. It's too much. We're like, I keep asking Eric, should we do it? And I don't know. I don't understand it. I don't understand the value. What I guess is the way of the future. And everybody's saying you have to do it now. But it's all confusing and weird. To me,
I know,
but everybody's doing it. It's the funniest thing.
Well, I'll tell you what you should watch, since you're an art fanatic, maybe you've seen the documentary, but the Last Leonardo, have you seen this?
No.
Heard of it? Oh, no. you've gotta watch this documentary. I saw it on a plane and became so obsessed with it. It's about the, and without I guess, spoiling too much. I'm not really spoiling anything, but it's about
this. Don't tell her anything. She'll watch it.
These guys that what do you call them? They find, search, discover art that they can then, you know, at auctions, and then they go try to sell it or see what they can find, right? They're like digging for pieces. And they come across this piece that they have no idea. It has now been called the last Leonardo da Vinci that was ever found. That's been missing for all these years. And through this process of buying it for $1,000 and then getting the approval of the different museums, one of them, you know, in England, I guess, who gave it the big credibility of being a Leonardo, it went through a crazy journey and got sold for an astronomical amount of money in the end.
You like, told her the whole story.
No, I haven't said everything about the journey of it, if it's real or not real. It's a good, you'd like the documentary. It's phenomenal.
You know what? Something funny, like Eric saw this thing, we were flying, where, to Puerto Rico, I think we were flying, and he saw the documentary. And he was so excited, as you can tell, to tell me about, oh my God, I just saw the most fantastical thing. It's incredible. You have to watch it, and starts talking and talking about it. But then he's giving me the whole thing. Now I don't want to see it because I know exactly.
You got to see the journey.
But then I kind of like, I became a little bit dismissive. He got so mad at me and he was offended.
I got so mad because I don't know how you are with
social
media.
You're telling me the whole freaking story. Just let me watch.
I don't know how you are with social media, Vanessa, but I get really annoyed by social media. I do it because I have to do it for work.
What are you talking about?
I don't love social media. She's obsessed with social media.
I'm not obsessed.
So I got annoyed because I was telling her this amazing story about this documentary. And in the meantime, she's like, let's do a quick video selfie so we can post this on Instagram. And I was like, you're not listening to a thing I'm saying.
Okay, they know why, Vanessa?
That's
because they're paying me to do this gig in Puerto Rico and they want me to document.
Let's not make Vanessa part of our fights.
Doing some stories. So it was a great opportunity to create a story that the flight was delayed. It was a fiasco. Right. So it was content. I needed to do content. I'm getting paid.
Truth be told, I saw these stories.
There you go.
Oh, no.
I was like on Instagram. I was like, oh, my God, they're going to Puerto Rico. It's delayed two hours. It was, I mean,
I was
it's
so like.
You say so now. You understand. You understand why
it's
I didn't
terrible.
Care about
it.
And I'm in awe, by the way. I'm the type of person, if I'm in the airport, I'm like, I wish I had a hoodie on. I'm like, don't look at me. But I'm like amazed by you being able to do a story and be on social media in the airport. Because
all the time she's on social media.
I'm yet to get there.
I'm not. Listen, you know what helps a lot? The mask. And a baseball cap. You know, the masks are beautiful. Nobody recognizes.
I got recognized the whole way through.
You do. He did. It was
which
very
was weird.
Interesting. I think everybody loves his show, The Rookie. And it was like, oh my God, even with the mask, his voice is very distinctive, like mine, because of my accent. But people, he speaks and immediately, and not even speaking, people would be like.
It was so weird. I was like, how are they?
The show.
Like, all you're seeing is this.
I know. It's amazing. And you think you're getting away with it, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I guess the moral of the story is find yourself a partner. Maybe you already have a partner, but find yourself a partner who has the same social media values as yourself.
So Cobra Kai, tell me the process. Was this an offer? Did you go in? Did you read? When you read the material, you're like, oh my God, I'm obsessed with this. I need to do this. Or it was just a job that you had no idea it was just going to become a massive thing in your career?
Probably more the latter, honestly.
Okay.
But because of the origin of the show, you know, it came through as a self-tape. And I was in New York at the time. This was like 2017. And it was, I distinctly remember like this week was the third like next day self-tape in a week. And I was just like, I'm exhausted, you know? Mm-hmm. So I was like, you know what? I'm not even going to, you know, a coach for blah, blah, blah. But I did call up a good friend who's also, was an actress. She moved into another area now, but she worked on it with me and, you know, we got it to a good place. And I was like, cool. I went into my agency and I did the self-tape and I sent it in. And like, literally it was like one of the quickest responses. I was walking out and I was walking like down the street. And my manager called me and she was like, the producers love the tape, but they want you to do it again. But like with more levity, like funnier. So I was like, okay. And I turned around and went back upstairs and retaped it. And then that was it. And then I guess a few days later, it must've been, they were like, yeah, you got it. And I was like, great.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And of course, at the time it was called Cobra Kai. So, you know, I knew it was tied to the Karate Kid. But sometimes I do this weird thing where I don't want to psych myself out, so I don't. It varies. Sometimes I get obsessive over something and I look it up and I'm like, ah. And then sometimes I'm like, if I sense it's going to throw me off, I don't look it up. So yeah. I was like, okay, it must have something to do with Cobra Kai and Karate Kid, but I'm not going to look too into it, which I think was actually the right move, because if I came to it with too much Karate Kidness, you know, I might have changed what was going to happen.
For sure. It has a different telling of that story. I mean, obviously the roots are there, but it was, you know, completely being, it was taken into the future quite a ways from the original Karate Kid. So who knew what they were going to probably make of it and become of it with all these different stories. Isn't it amazing the jobs that you sort of just check out of in a way and let be? Like, you give it your all, but you're like, ugh, all right, another one. And like, I'm going to give it my all. I'm going to do a good job, but I'm not going to put so much stock into this because I'm just exhausted. And then that's one that you get the call and you're like, they love you. Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah. What is it about that attitude or that, like, that flow that the universe likes, right?
It's when
like,
you release it.
Now it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Naturalidad. ¿Cómo se llama? Neutralidad. When you're neutral. You know?
Yes.
You keep it neutral. Yeah. You keep it even. It's not one way or the other. You're just centered. And then, you know what? The life, the energy has a very funny way of guiding it, you know? If you're like, you know, like if you're like resisting or like persisting too much, it's like, it's kind of like the energies are not aligned, I believe. So if you go neutral, you're fine.
Yeah, maybe the energy is like, it can find its way in and co-create with you at that time.
Yeah, when it's for you, it's for you. And then, you know, and like you said, you would never know the success of that, what that show was going to become. It's impossible to know what anything does nowadays. You know, there's so many mediums out there of TV.
So much content
and streaming and network and all these different platforms. And you just, you never know what people are going to end up watching. But the nostalgia of that show, I think, you know, gave it a lot right out the gate.
Absolutely. And really the way the producers were able to bring it into a new story, a new generation. But still keeping certain things of the 80s that we love, which is amazing. I don't know quite the recipe they're following, but
they do it effortlessly. It's so perfect.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. What's the energy like? I mean, not gossiping, but what's the energy like on the show, right? You guys have a divided cast. You have a lot of youngsters. You have, you know, some of the older, you're probably in the middle somewhere. You got like this group. Does everybody kind of like, does hang together, or are the young ones all kind of with themselves and then you all hang on your own, or what's that like?
It is divided in that sense for age wise. I feel like I'm in the middle, and but the kids are so adorable, so cute. They bring so much energy. They're just, and I mean, you know, during all the tournament scenes too, they're like flipping in the air and stuff, and you're just like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
They're adorable. And I know they hang out a lot. I've hung out a lot with Courtney and Ralph on occasion. And so, it is kind of divided age-wise. But there is a sense that, like, we're all coming together for this thing that we all really love to do. Yeah. So I'm really grateful that it's a good TV family we have.
That's great.
That's nice. Yeah. What's next? Okay, so I don't want to assume. I know, you know, that this show is going to go. How many seasons is it now?
It's four.
Four already? Mm-hmm. I said you get three more, maybe two or three more.
Don't you already have a pickup for another one? Or am I making that up, that you already have a pickup?
We already filmed season five.
You did do five already. Okay.
Yeah. And by the way, Rosalind, you have so much good TV ahead of you.
I do. You think? I hope.
You're going to be able to binge all these episodes.
I know. I will.
Five seasons. You're going to get it right in.
When did you start watching that? I wasn't around. That's why I didn't. Was I in Puerto Rico? I think I was in Puerto Rico shooting.
I think you were.
And he's like, oh my God, I'm watching the show Cobra Kai. But we were separate. So I was like, oh, that's cool. And I haven't been able to get to it. But I will check it out. I know he loves it. I have a friend of mine from Puerto Rico that is obsessed with it. I guess you guys had filmed an episode in Puerto Rico. No, I don't know. You guys did some days in Puerto Rico because the production went, and she went to the set and she was posting about it. And I was like, you know what? People love this show. So I will get to it. Let me ask you. So after Cobra Kai, in 3, 4, 5 years, 2 years, doesn't really matter. Because 5 seasons already is a huge success. You know, 5 seasons of anything, it's a lottery. It's incredible. You won the lottery. What is your north? What is your dream to be able to continue doing this kind of genre? Or you, what is your goal?
I would like to continue doing this kind of genre. Okay. I love comedy.
Perfect.
And I mean, this comedy is kind of a specific one, mm-hmm. but I'm so ready and willing and happy to explore all forms of comedy. I love just being able to go in and have fun, essentially. You know, okay. you're having fun on set, you know, it's a nice environment. So even though like I've done the dramatic stuff and that's fun too, mm-hmm. There's nothing like making people laugh.
I agree with that. I always say it's much harder to make someone genuinely laugh than to get someone to cry. I think real laughter is to get people to really laugh is a true gift. It's incredible.
Yeah.
And you know, if you want to have a life, then put it out in the universe. You want a sitcom, a 3-camera sitcom. The schedule is fantastic. You get to shoot in LA. You can have a life. so that's where the money's at.
And then, like a true pro.
Yeah, you know, then, you know, even for film, you know, money and stardom, it comes with like a girl that is beautiful and is actually funny and people can feel like they're your best friend. That's a ticket. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like that's the right lane. It's difficult to get. Can you imagine? And as a Latina, forget about it. But if you're able to work towards that, you know, it'll be a phenomenal career for sure.
Yeah, but like you said, being able to balance your personal life too, you know, like mm-hmm. with family and your own personal happiness, because sometimes the set hours can be a lot.
So, it's a lot.
Yes.
It's a lot.
Good schedule.
We're That's going through it. We're in different shows, different countries, all together. We have 2 kids. Listen, it's work. Yeah. It's work within work. But you make it happen. You know, it's such a blessing that we get to do what we love and make money doing what we love, you know. And I'm not. I keep telling Eric, I'm not getting any younger. I have to work, dude.
Let's go, baby.
Let's go, baby. I need to ride this wave until I crash. So it is what it is.
I feel like you guys could be like consultants for us on the show with Johnny and Carmen, because you are.
Yes. Tell that to John and Hayden. I told John before. I was like, John, would you need me to do anything? I'll come on as I'll just walk by. I'll do background on Cobra Kai.
Come visit us on set, please.
I would love to.
That'd be awesome. Well, Mama, thank you so much. You're beautiful. You're wonderful. We appreciate your time. Te deseamos mucho, mucha prosperidad y mucha salud y muchas bendiciones.
Muchísimas gracias. It was a pleasure to talk to you guys. Yeah, thank you.
It was Cuídate. Awesome. All the best.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Mama.
Bye.
Bye.
She was lovely. That was great.
So sweet. Beautiful girl.
Love you. Beautiful girl.
I am so embarrassed. I've never seen the show.
I've been telling you.
But
you're going
to
start watching
it
now.
I wanted to be honest, because I was like you talk for the first 10 minutes and I'm like smiling and I'm quiet and I don't know what to say. And I feel like, oh my God, I love this and I love that. But I couldn't because I haven't seen the show.
You have something new to look forward to.
I know.
As soon as we finish Yellow Jackets, which is the new one we started.
I know.
You can go, you know what? You can do it on your own because you're going to be in Puerto Rico by yourself.
You're right.
It's an easy watch. What's great about it is they're 30-minute episodes, right?
Okay.
So you just hammer
how
through.
How many episodes a season?
I think 10 is what it
That's
is
terrible.
Per season.
Okay.
No, but you hammer through 30 minutes. So when you're off in between, and it's easy, fun watching, and your crush is on there. So you'll be
Vanessa,
nerding out.
I promise you that's going to be my next show that I'm going to watch. And then I'm going to DM you on Instagram and we're going to be amiguitas.
All right. Great episode.
That was beautiful. Bye.
Love you. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to write us a review and tell us what you think.
If you want to follow us on Instagram, check us out at @HeSaidElladijo or send us an email, ericandross@iheartradio.com. He Said, Ella Dijo is part of iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network.
See you next time.
Bye.